When you pray, what do you typically pray for? Most people, when they pray for either one of two things. They either pray for God to do something in their life, or they give thanks to God for a blessing that they have. When you pray, it's like a conversation between you and God. But in this conversation between you and God, do you ever listen? It's a question that we don't often consider. In our prayer life, do we create time not just for talking to God, but also listening to God? But we know this is important. We know this is important because any relationship, we don't do all the talking, do we? We do some listening as well. And the same should be true with God. In our prayer life, we should seek not to have one-sided conversations with God, because of the truth of the matter is, God has something to say to each of us. That God desires to speak a truth into each of our lives. But because of our busy and sometimes distracting world, it's often difficult to hear the voice of God, to hear how God might be speaking to us. But our scripture reading today is about one of the most important prophets in all of the Bible, Samuel, and how God began speaking to him as a young boy. The prophet Samuel was the son of a woman, Hannah. And Hannah was a person who desperately wanted a child, but God had not blessed her with one. And so one day she went to the temple to pray passionately that God would bless her with a child. Well, another prophet named Eli had overheard Hannah praying so intensely that he believed that she was drunk. Well, Eli at first scolded her, but then Hannah explained the situation, and Eli graciously allowed her to continue to pray. Well, while Hannah was praying, she made a decision that if God would bless her with a child, that she would dedicate him to God, meaning that she would give him to be a prophet at a young age. And so God did bless Hannah with a child, Samuel. And so when Samuel was old enough, Hannah took him back to Eli, and Eli began to raise him in the faith. And Eli taught him many wonderful things about what it meant to be a follower of God, and that's where our story takes place today. It happened in the middle of one night. All of a sudden, Samuel heard a voice calling his name, Samuel, Samuel. Well, this voice, Samuel believed to be Eli. And so Samuel got up and he went to talk to the prophet Eli to see what he wanted. And Eli said, I wasn't talking to you. Go back to sleep. So Samuel went back to sleep. And again, Samuel heard God's voice, Samuel, Samuel, and thought it was Eli. Well, Samuel gets up again and goes and sees Eli, and Eli begins to get frustrated this time and says, I was not calling you. Go back to sleep. Well, finally, this happens a third time, and this time, the prophet Eli recognizes what's going on. He says, Samuel, it is not me calling you, but God himself calling you. Go back, and when God calls you this time, listen. Samuel lays down, and God calls him. And Samuel says, here I am, Lord, your servant is listening. Now, what are we to take from this scripture reading? Well, the first is, as I mentioned before, God wants to speak to us. Many of us pray. Most of us probably pray on a daily basis. But many of us probably don't think about what it means to listen to God. When we ask God for things, we talk to God, doesn't it make sense that God would speak back to us in return? And the truth of the matter is, this isn't something that we just have to assume, but this is something that we are actually promised in the Bible. You see, when Jesus is preparing to go to the cross and die, his disciples were understandably worried. His disciples were wondering what would happen to them. Who would they look to and turn to for guidance? And Jesus says that when I die and rise again, I'm not going to leave you empty-handed, but I am going to send the Holy Spirit to you. He calls it the Advocate, who will guide you and speak truth into your life. Jesus not only promises that to the disciples, but promises it to us as well. You see, this is one of the things that makes Christianity somewhat unique, that we can have a personal relationship with God. There are many other wonderful religions and traditions in our world, but none of them teach that you can have a personal relationship with God. You see, things like Buddhism have the Eightfold Path. It's the idea that there are certain steps and practices that you need to follow, that if you can accept these truths or lessons or laws, that you will become enlightened. Islam has the five pillars, right? The five important truths or ideas, things that you need to do in order to be closer to God. You see, most other religions have laws and ideas and rules that if you walk a certain path, that if you obey certain things, that if you understand and know certain things, that you can be a person spiritually close to God. But rarely do other religions, other faiths, talk about God speaking directly to us. But this is something that Christianity says quite often. And as I mentioned before, that Jesus doesn't simply offer as a suggestion, but a promise. That God desires to speak to us on a regular basis because he loves us and wants to know us. Yes, he wants us to speak to him, but he has things that he desires to say to us as well. So the question becomes, how do we listen? How do we listen to the one who loves us more than anyone else, the one who is wiser than anyone else, so that God can speak truth into our life? Well, I thought about that a lot this week, and there's a few things that I think that would be very helpful. The first is that if we want to listen to God, we must silence distractions in our life. All of us know that in order to be a good listener to another person, you have to be attentive. All of us have found ourselves in some situation where perhaps someone was speaking to us and we were busy with something, or we were on the phone and we got distracted by something on TV or something that one of our kids was doing, and that even though we were physically present, we really weren't listening to what was being said. Well, the same can happen with God. You see, it's perhaps easier than at any point in human history to tune God out. Why? Because we can literally be distracted all day, every day, if we want to. The first thing that we can do when we wake up is we can check on our phones, or turn on the TV, or turn on the radio. If we get in the car to go to work or to the store, again, the radio, right? If we come home and we eat dinner, we can eat dinner in front of the TV and watch TV all the way until we go to sleep. You see, throughout most of human history, people were surrounded by silence. There was no technology, there was no radio, there was no televisions or podcasts, that unless you were talking to another person, it was literally silent. How much easier was it to hear the voice of God then? But today, if we want to hear the voice of God, we have to be intentional by carving out times of silence in our life, by allowing us to have periods of time where we can just be quiet, be silent. And if we think about it, all of us can find little pockets of the day, at least, no matter how busy we are, to do that. I know for me, a big one is when I'm driving to and from church. See, it takes me about 10 minutes to get from church to my house. And that's 10 minutes of great silent time where, yeah, I can talk and pray to God, but I also can listen to God as well. Where might your silent time be? Where might your quiet time be that God can speak truth into your life? The second thing that we need in order to hear God is we need humility. When Samuel finally recognized God's voice, notice what he said. He said, "Here I am, Lord, your servant is listening." He recognized that he was serving God, not the other way around. You see, too often we kind of get in our own way, in our own mind, how things should be. We make requests of God that maybe turn into demands of God. But God wants to speak to us. And God has something specific to say, but like in our story, it might be in a little unusual way. Sure, God sometimes speaks to us in church, or God speaks to us in the Bible. That's absolutely true. But God might speak to us in smaller, unexpected ways. Be willing, like Samuel, like Eli was, to hear God in unexpected times, in unexpected ways. God came to Samuel in the middle of the night. God might come to you in a similar way when you're least expecting it. And the third and final thing is, allow God to nudge you in the direction that he wants you to go. I mentioned briefly before about how sometimes we get in our mind the way our life should be, the way things should turn out, the way things should go. And sometimes God's plans conflict with our own plans. And one thing God doesn't do is God doesn't look at us and say, okay, well, you know better than me. You know how your life should be or what your life should look like or what you should do. You're far wiser than me. No. Again, we are the servant. God is the master. And so in order to listen to God, we have to be open and be willing that God might nudge us in a different direction than we were initially going in. One of my favorite things to do, but I only get to do it maybe one or two times a year, is to go skiing. And skiing is a really interesting experience. You see, all of us know that we have to go to the top of the hill and go down the hill. And it's pretty clear where the top of the hill is and where the bottom of the hill is. But the thing about skiing is you just don't go straight down the hill, or you just don't say, I'm going to go this way and that way and that way, because there's other people on the ski hills, sometimes a lot of other people. And so while you have a general idea of where you're headed, that you will eventually wind up at the bottom of the hill, you have to be aware of what's in front of you and be willing to make these sort of little adjustments, if you will, to get to where you want to go. You have to go down the ski hill and you have to watch who's in front of you. If someone's in front of you and maybe they're going a little slower than you, you have to observe how they're turning, which way they're moving. Are they moving right or left? And adopt your speed and your direction so you don't crash into them. If you're going to make turns sharply to the right or to the left, you not only have to look in front of you, but you also have to look behind you. You have to be aware, is there someone coming really fast down the hill right behind you so that you don't cut them off? Because you know you're heading down the hill, but you develop a general awareness of all the things that are happening around you, and you're willing to make these little adjustments based on what's happening in front of you. I bring this up because I think listening to God, trusting God, is a lot like skiing. All of us know that where we're ultimately headed is heaven. That is God's great and ultimate and final plan for us. But what do the different days or weeks or months look like? I don't know. I can't tell you that until you actually get there. See, God calls us in the Bible to take things one day at a time. And things will come up in your life that are expected, but as you all know, things will happen in your life that are unexpected as well. There will all be all sorts of surprises and challenges and opportunities, some good, some not so good, that life places in front of you. But if you're willing to listen to God, God will help you make these little adjustments. God will help you make these different changes. Like skiing, sometimes you'll fall, sometimes you'll crash, but you're never going to hit a brick wall. You can always get up, go forward, and trust and listen to God how he might be guiding you again. And know that ultimately, God will bring you to where he wants to be. So the question today is simple. How might you not only talk to God, but how might you listen to God as well? How might you be open to what God wants to speak in your life? By knowing his word, by reading his Bible, and then thinking and contemplating, God, what do you have to say to me? If you're willing, God will speak to you. If you're trusting, God will reveal his truth. I cannot tell you how. I cannot tell you when, but all I can tell you is if you have an open heart and an open mind, the God who loves you more than you will ever know will speak truth into your life. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to be reminded that prayer is a two-way street, a way not only to talk, but also to listen. Speak truth into our life and help us hear your voice and know your wisdom and love. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.